Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whoever is deceived by it is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoever provokes him to anger sins against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will stir up trouble. The lazy will not plow because of the cold, therefore he will beg in harvest, and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? The just man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A king who sits in the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Different weights, and different measures, both of them alike are abomination to the Lord Jehovah. Even a child is known by what he does, whether his work is pure, and whether it is right. The hearing ear, and the seeing eye, the Lord Jehovah, has made even both of them. Do not love sleep, lest you come to poverty, open your eyes, and you will be satisfied with bread. It is nothing, says the buyer, but when he is gone his way, then he boasts. There is gold, and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Take his clothes that are surety for a stranger, and take a pledge of him for a strange woman prostitute. Bread of deceit is sweet to a man. But afterward his mouth will be filled with gravel. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. He who goes about as a gossiper reveals secrets. Therefore do not associate with him who flatters with his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in obscure darkness. An inheritance may be obtained hastily at the beginning, but the end of it will not be blessed. Do not say, I will repay evil. But wait on the Lord Jehovah, and he will save you. Different weights are an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, and a false balance is not good. Man's ways are of the Lord Jehovah. How can a man then understand his own way? It is a snare to the man who devours that which is holy, and after vows to make inquiry. A wise king scatters the wicked, and brings the wheel over them. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord Jehovah, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the gray head. The blueness of a wound cleanses away evil, so do stripes the inward parts of the belly.